This is the Titletown Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
The Packers and Lions are one day away from their divisional rematch on Thanksgiving Day at Ford Field. The Packers won this matchup 27-13 in week one at Lambeau. Now, after being swept by the Lions last season, they try to return the favor this year and this week. Safety Evan Williams says they're definitely a different team than they were in week one.
You know, as the season goes along, you make changes, you adjust, you have injuries. You know, there's a bunch of factors that kind of change going throughout the season. But, I mean, I can really only speak on us as far as just how far we've come, the adversity we faced. We feel like we're a more battle-tested team now than, you know, week one for sure.
Packers coming off their best defensive performance of the season last week, and they're looking for more of that against the Lions tomorrow. I'll have more after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fires safe while protecting the communities they serve. Soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
Micah Parsons had a two-sack day last week to give him 10 for the season. That allowed him to join the late Reggie White as the only two players in league history to tally 10-plus sacks in their first five seasons.
I think it's pretty cool, to be honest, you know, because there's going to be another young player that comes in is going to try to do the same thing I'm doing, same thing Reg is doing. You know, it's always great when we're achieving these things because, you know, we're doing the possible. We're making the impossible possible. There's going to be a train of players that's going to continue to do it.
A lot more from Titletown tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.